Welcome to the Bambushi Happy Hour. I am Paige Bambushi Roethlisberger.
Hi, everyone, and I'm Naomi Bambushi.
And this is the Bambushi Happy Hour film and TV edition. How are you, Mom? What's up?
Oh, I'm wonderful, sweetie. Everything is up. Everything is great. I'm enjoying the tennis. I'm looking forward to TFO continuing to make progress and whatever. Even if he doesn't, he's done so wonderfully already. I'm so proud of him. And I'm just enjoying everything. The last couple of weeks of summer. And, then I'm looking forward to, all the football and basketball season. I'm looking forward to everything. How about you, sweetie?
Well, everything is good. My sentiments, I agree with you regarding Tiafo. I am a big football fan, so football season is now in full swing, and we had the season opener last night, which was the Bills and the Rams, and the Bills just completely demolished the Rams, and that was like a big surprise. So we'll see. First game, 16 more games to go. So I'm excited about that. And of course, my cruise is coming up, but we'll talk more about the cruise once we get
there. I just want to say this quickly. I think that was a pretty good look for, what's his name, Von Miller?
Yeah.
I think that was a pretty good look for him. I don't want to talk too soon, so we'll see.
Well, right? Von is fine. They paid Von a lot of money. They
wonderful.
Paid him amount of money, a few many people thought, because he's 33 years old, which is pretty
old. But look what he's bringing. But he seemed to be bringing the wins.
Wonderful.
I'm glad he's producing. So far he is shown that he is well worth the money. At this point so far.
So let's tell everybody what we are sipping on. And today we have some gin, Ma. Can you believe it? We have gin. So this
is we have everything.
This is Dunard Provenance Gin, Ma.
So Dunard.
Dunard. D-U-N-O-R-D.
D-U-N-O-R-D. Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right.
Very nice. Okay. Here's to health, wealth, happiness, long life, and prosperity. Salud.
Salud. That hit pretty hard.
Yeah. Woo, woo.
Okay. Let me go.
Okay.
All right. Let's start off with our first movie of the week. This movie is called Me Time, starring Kevin Hart, Mark Wahlberg, and Regina Hall. So this is a story about a stay-at-home dad played by Kevin Hart, whose wife decides that, she's a businesswoman, she's boss lady, but she decides that she wants to spend some more time with her children. So she takes the kids on a trip and, lets Kevin Hart do his thing and leaves him some time to reconnect with his former best friend, who was played by Mark Wahlberg. And Mark Wahlberg is over the top, and so they have like this wild weekend. Mom, what are your thoughts on Me Time?
I'm glad you explained to me what was going on. That's all I can say. That's wonderful, daughter, because I turned it on and it just didn't make any sense at all to me. Regina Hall seemed to be a businesswoman. Kevin Hart seemed to be aimless, unambitious, silly, running around all over the place, all type of antics. Mark Wahlberg always seemed to be some type of criminal running away from somebody, stealing money or something. I don't even know what was going on. To me, it was just really one of those pictures that you would turn on and say, I'm a Kevin Hart fan, so I'll turn it on. And you just turn it on and you sort of do whatever else, it is that you have to do, And you look up at it every once in a while and you might see Kevin Hart falling or running or fighting a lion. No, you know, not even a tiger. I think it was a mountain lion. And it was just ridiculous. It was just really ridiculous. I couldn't keep up with it. I didn't want to keep up with it. It really just didn't make any sense. And I like Kevin Hart, so I don't want to say anything else.
So I'm going to say that this was one of the worst Kevin Hart movies. I really love Regina Hall. I think Regina Hall is an underrated actress. She was underutilized in this. Mark Wahlberg, he can be Mark Wahlberg, and I don't think that this was the best use of his talents. And we know Kevin Hart can be funny, but I remember you saying this. I think Kevin Hart, a lot of movies, he's not as funny as he is doing his stand-up.
Right.
And this to me was not good. It's a me time. This was, I don't want to say this, but I'm going to say it, a waste of time.
I
So
hear
I'm
you.
going to give it a hooch. And
I co-sign on that.
this for
Look,
me gets about a two hooch.
ditto, hooch, hooch, one.
So, all right. So let's move into our second movie of the week. And this movie also stars Regina Hall and Sterling K. Brown. Is called Honk for Jesus. And Sterling is a pastor of a mega church. And Regina Hall is, her character is Trinity Childs, the first lady. And the church has been hit by scandal and forced to shut down for a year. And so they are campaigning, advertising, promoting the reopening of their church while there's some new competition. There's a young couple, a pastor and his wife, who actually they both preach. And apparently they're competing to open on the same day, same week. And we hear the story that is not funny, but it's different. And I kind of liked seeing something a little bit different from Regina Hall and Sterling K. Brown. What are your thoughts on Honk for Jesus?
You know, it really, it I thought it was going to be funny, like most people, just based on the commercials, you know, it appeared that it was going to be a kind of run-of-the-mill comedy, maybe with a little twist, maybe a little extra funny, because Sterling K. Brown is not necessarily doing straight comedy, you know. So it
No,
was
no.
a little bit different, and that's what I thought, and I think maybe a lot of people did. But as the story went on, you saw that it was much more serious and much darker in tone and nature. And, you know, just a lot more serious. And, you know, it's the kind of basically a sex scandal that has rocked lots of churches across, you know, different religions and races and just everything. And so it got really pretty heavy. There was some confrontational scenes, and I don't want to go too far for people who haven't seen it yet, but it actually was much better than I thought it was going to be, considering the gravity of the situation. I think Regina Hall was incredible. Her character was over the top, but I don't know that it was much more over the top than some preachers' wives have been in reality. You know, I mean, there was one scene where she had on the mime face that seemed extreme, but I thought there was a lot of symbolism going on there. I thought it was good. Overall, I thought I was stunned at the seriousness of it, but overall, I thought it was good.
See, I didn't feel as though Regina Hall's character at all was over the top. I thought that she, first of all, she did an excellent job.
I thought so too.
I mean, to me,
I don't mean she played it over the top. I mean the nature of her character is an over the top person. That preacher's wife
I don't
thing.
think so. Well,
Oh,
see, so for me,
okay.
I don't think that her character at all was over the top. I think that she was playing the role of a supportive wife, and whatever she needed to do, whatever she needed to be, she would do that. I didn't think that this was going to be, like we said, I didn't think this was going to be serious. The nature of this story, the background is extremely serious. I mean, there's some funny scenes, but it's not really funny when you see what's going on. I think it was well acted. I think it was unusual. It wasn't like I had to go back and watch some scenes because to take everything in. And I don't know if I should give this. I'm gonna give it a high premium. I want to give it a low top shelf. I was really undecided about that, but I think probably maybe I'll take it back. I'm gonna give it a low. A top shelf. I'm gonna give it an 8 top shelf because this was a message. I think it was well acted, and I think at the end we were kind of left with like we had to make our own decision from their actions. Go ahead, Mom.
My thinking, I just want to just sort of, add something to, what I said earlier, and that's regarding Regina Hall's character. My read on her character is not that she was being a supportive wife. If a husband needs your support, or if a mate, if a spouse needs your support, they should have it. That's what you're there for. You're there to you support each other. But if a spouse is abusing you and mistreating you, and you continue to accept that, then you're going over into the realm of being masochistic. And I think that's what we saw.
I agree with that. That's a great take on it.
So that's just it. And I think for that reason, and I think that Regina Hall did an excellent portrayal of that, of Sterling K. Brown. We've seen him act lights out in the past, but Regina Hall hasn't had this kind of vehicle as often. She's had more straight comedic, vehicles. And I think for that reason, I'm gonna give it an 8. Even I'm gonna scooch it up a little bit to an 8.5.
Top
I'm
shelf.
giving it top shelf.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, and let's give a shout out to Nicole Beharie, who is playing the first lady of the competing church
If the other
congregation.
couple, yeah,
And
that was good.
Confidence, that's his name, his acting name is Sage Name Confidence, who
Oh,
plays the
wonderful.
pastor of the
Yeah,
church. So let's,
and they were a good couple too.
yeah.
They were good too. In a different kind of way, because they were younger and starting out, so they hadn't created that negative history yet.
Yet.
Not yet.
Right. Okay, so let's move into our third and final movie of the week, which is Elvis, and it's starring Austin Butler as Elvis and Tom Hanks as Colonel Tom Parker, Elvis's manager. And this is a story mainly focusing on their relationship. Obviously, it tells, a little bit of background about Elvis, but it focuses on their relationship. So we know that Elvis grew up in a town in Mississippi, and he was surrounded by a lot of Black people, and he was fascinated by Black musicians, emulating them and sometimes stealing their work. So before you jump in, Ma, I want to say that Austin Butler did an excellent job. I thought his he I think he has a really good voice because he did all of the voice work, vocal work. And I thought he embodied Elvis. He didn't 100% look like him, but I felt that he was Elvis, midway through the film. So kudos to him. I know he's going to be nominated for an Oscar. They referenced B.B. King. They should have had B.B. the an actor playing B.B. King, Big Mama Thornton, Little Richard, and Gary Clark Jr. Go ahead, Ma.
I just want to say too, I've seen a number of these Elvis movies, and this was, in my opinion, by far superior to all others I have seen. I thought the actors did superlative jobs. I thought everyone was good. I thought Tom Hanks was just excellent as that crooked crook, Colonel Parker. I thought he was excellent in that role. And I thought the Elvis,
Austin Butler.
yeah, this Elvis, I thought he totally embodied the spirit of Elvis Presley, which was good, bad, happy, sad, everything. I thought he was the real thing. I thought he was the truth in this character. And I liked it a lot. I thought they were very open and honest about the strong impact and influence that African Americans had on Elvis and his music. I thought that part was excellent because it was an open acknowledgement as opposed to, you know, some of these dishonest people who want to deny and, you know, and they want to do, they want to practice revisionist history when it comes to Elvis Presley. So I loved it. I loved it. I thought it was really good. I thought it was the best Elvis movie that I've seen. So and I fully enjoyed it. I'm going top shelf with it. I'm going 8.5 with it.
Top shelf. Well. Let me key in on one thing. Because I think you and I discussed this too, my off the record. Now on the record, I know a lot of people have issues with Elvis, and I get that and I understand that because he did technically steal a lot of work from Black artists. He was completely influenced by them. He was fascinated by them. He admired them, and to many different ways, he held them to high esteem. What I will say is that I think that because of the times, because of when Elvis was popular, I think that Elvis himself was influenced by the wrong people and wasn't necessarily a sound business mind. And I think that if he were alive today, I think he would have 100% apologize for, you know, some of the things that happened regarding the Black artists. And I think that he would have been more of a champion of, you know, Black people and minorities in general. You know, this is the movie that I'm going on, you know, but that's just my feeling, because I know a lot of people are attacking Elvis.
Yeah.
And so I enjoyed this movie much more so than I thought I would enjoy it. I thought it was really well done. And like I said, I thought that he did a really excellent job as Elvis, because so many people don't use the actual artist's voice. It was the actor using his voice. So I'm going to give it a top shelf, and I'm going to give it a 9 top shelf. Okay. So, you know, kudos to him. Did you want to say something?
No, only that, like I said, you know, yeah. You know, this was the first movie that I've seen where they actually emphasized and gave credit to and were very specific about the African-American artist that Elvis went to for advice. He learned his music from, his style from, his a way of singing and even the actual songs from. And though he did steal a lot, it was also openly acknowledged. And that's the part that I really embraced a lot. To me, that was the clearest distinction, because in all these other Elvis movies, a lot of that was missing.
Yeah, and that
was missing.
And that may have been Elvis's fault. That may have been the producer's fault, not trying to give the credit to.
Well, I'm talking about these are movies since Elvis died. I'm talking about movies made about him.
No, I get that.
Yeah.
No.
Oh yeah. Oh, I understand. You're talking about like his estate, his family, and everything.
Right.
Oh yeah.
Right.
You know, whatever.
And the family really liked this. Priscilla liked this. Yeah. You know, Lisa Marie liked it. The granddaughter. What's her name?
Yeah.
Riley. Kylie. Well, you know.
Right. Right.
Okay. So we're moving on to TV shows. So House of the Dragon. So House of the Dragon, we're 3 years after the second episode. This is the third episode. And now we have the king is married to Rhaenyra's former hand. He has a 2-year-old son, and Alicent is pregnant again. So Rhaenyra is not happy about this because she feels that she's going to be pushed to the side, and she kind of has been pushed to the side, and her dad is kind of like putting it on her heavy, you know, it's time for you to get married. You need to get married and you need to have a child of your own. And people are trying to, you know, persuade the king to change Rhaenyra as being heir and appointing the 2-year-old son.
2-year-old son.
Yeah. As
simply heir. Because it's the son. Right. Simply because it's a male.
Right.
And they really just, you know, are very almost misogynistic in their beliefs. They just don't want a woman to be the ruler. But the king has given assurances to his daughter, to Rhaenyra, that he is not going to change. Mm-hmm. He gave her those. Now I don't know, because this king is not all that stable or strong. So I don't know. But he has said that he is not going to change his mind because he has a son.
What do you think about his relationship with his new young wife?
I don't know. You know, at that time, they were just looking for heirs and, more children and so on and so forth. And I think he was vulnerable at a time, you know, when she just sort of descended upon him. Not that she took advantage of him, because he is the king with, you know, unlimited opportunity, but he was very vulnerable, and her father almost sort of manipulated her into going, because her father sent her in, go talk to the king, like right now.
Yeah.
You know, he said he's lonesome, and, you know, he's vulnerable.
Pimping her out.
Yeah, yeah. You know, that's in modern day language, that's what we would say. Mm-hmm. Is that the father was doing a Kris Jenner, you know, move in, get him while the getting is good, you know. And
you know, she took a lie detector and it said that, oh, she wasn't responsible for pimping out Kim.
Oh, that, you know, I don't know. Lie detector test results are not admissible in court.
So they can stop. They just really need to stop.
And who administered that test? I took a lie detector test and it told me that I was lying when I gave my correct date of birth.
Right.
I gave my correct date of birth and it told me I was lying.
Right.
So I said, well, they must have been lying to me for all these years, because that is my date of birth.
Yeah.
And it told me deceptive.
Yeah. Well,
okay. That was a while ago, but still. So moving on, you know, House of the Dragons is excellent.
I was gonna talk about Prince Damon, who has kind of been exiled.
Yeah. Oh,
and,
yeah.
And ignored by the king. And he's over there fighting a fruitless war against the, I guess it's the crab feeders and Stepstones.
Yeah.
And he receives this letter from the king alerting Damon that, you know, help is on the way. And so we think that Damon is going to surrender. It looked like he's going to surrender, but he kind of flips the script and starts fighting and, you know, turns things around. But then at the end, somebody swoops in on a dragon, right? What did you think about that?
I thought it was very good.
That was, what is his name? Velaron, right? I'm sure I'm saying it correctly.
What are you talking about?
Ooh. Incorrectly. The guy that comes in on the dragon.
The dragon rider,
yeah,
or whatever?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
The eldest son of, what's his name? Corlys, I'm making up names, but you
of course of Corlys.
Corlys. Yeah.
Yeah, the black one with the white braids. Correct. Right. Yeah, yeah.
And I think that he may play a much bigger part in this series, because he might be in with Rhaenyra's, right? Because okay. He has a dragon.
Right.
And I think that, I don't know, something right. good is gonna go down with that. What did you think about Damon?
I'm glad. I want Damon to hang in there, and I didn't want him to be so, you know, so defeated so soundly that he would just, you know, just sort of disappear from the story. I wanted him to have a win, and, you know, I wanted him to be a worthy opponent to the king.
Okay.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like it.
Me too.
I wanted him to be, I didn't want him to get squashed and that's the end.
Well, he's not.
You know.
Yeah.
So I didn't want to see that happen. I wanted him to get a win. I'm not too sure about the reasons, about how legitimate his whole battle was, but I wanted to see him get a win.
Okay. And so we're going to talk about another series, Rat-ish, if whatever you want to call it. It had its season finale, and we can kind of...
The name of it is Rat Shit. Are we being censored?
No, we're not censored.
Okay.
No, I know you like to curse more than me. That was a joke.
Okay.
It was a joke. Never mind.
I have no problem with it.
No, it's rap shit. Okay. I apologize. Okay. So the 8 episodes, I think it was good. I think it got better as the season progressed. I have issues with, you know, some of their behavior, but I also think they're young, you know, they're supposed to be in their 20s and they do stereotypical things. And, you know, and so I kind of have to overlook a lot of the stuff that they did, Mom. What did you think about?
Rap Shit is getting better. Initially, I was like, oh no, I can't. Another one of these run of the mill, you know, blah, 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 N word, blah, 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 B, blah, 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 whole, blah, 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 P, you know, and that's it. And that's all you heard, just that being recycled through every show, you know, and I really was getting tired of hearing that. But now, you know, there are some other elements to it. I forget their names, of the female, the
Shauna.
tallest one,
Shauna.
Shauna. Is Shauna having some little issues with the police?
Yes. Yes.
Shauna is having some issues. She's about to go on tour,
You can
right?
be and get full disclosure on
Okay,
PG-13.
Shauna is about to go on tour, so her career is looking up. That piece is wonderful. But Shauna and her co-worker have been behaving
Is it
unscrupulously.
Maurice? Is that him?
Yes, and
Yeah.
they have been involved in some sort of credit card theft,
It appears that
fraud,
way.
yeah, and she's scared.
Yeah.
And she is scared, and so I don't know how that's going to play out, how it's going to impact on her career, and also her rap partner
Mia.
Mia is has just met a new admirer.
Cash.
Yes, Cash, who gave her
Lot of cash.
big rolling, gave her bands. She had a
Yeah,
band,
bands, yeah.
and she was very impressed by
So let
that.
me ask you this before you go into that. What do you think about that between Mia and Cash, and knowing that like Lamont, the father of the
Of
child,
her daughter,
is
yeah.
trying to,
Well,
get back in there?
I don't know how much he was trying, because what really, I mean, he's just sort of, he's sort of being cooperative with her, the
But
way
he
I see
asked to
it,
go on a
because,
date.
well, he is to take her on a date. Wait a minute, two things happened. Did you, first of all, she was having her little mini breakdown, and she asked him to help her because it was all overwhelming her.
She didn't ask him.
Yes, she did.
No, she didn't.
No, well, she complained to
She
him. She
complained.
complained to him.
Yeah.
Well, that's like dry begging, you know. Well,
There's pretty been bad, but one
okay.
a
Well,
step over here.
he
Too
was
bad.
cooperating. To me, that's cooperating.
Okay.
Let's say he offered to help. She asked. I mean, no, she didn't ask. She implied that she needed help. She told him. She
Yeah.
didn't even imply. She said outright she was being overwhelmed by everything going on.
Yeah.
And so he said, okay, I'll help you. But that's also his daughter.
Yeah.
Okay, it's not just hers. So let's not give him credit for, doing what a responsible person would be doing,
Okay.
you
I
know.
feel you.
So, okay, then when they, okay, he did that. He did a little cooking and took the daughter to and from school a couple of times, whatever. And good on him for doing the thing he needs to be doing. But now, wait a minute. When it came to sex, she came home one night from the club or wherever she came from, and she wanted to have sex. Well, he was there. Apparently, she's had sex with him before because they have a child. Okay.
Is that how you have a child?
She wanted to have sex with him.
Okay.
Okay. And he was like, okay, all good.
He didn't
So
want to have sex with her?
she initiated it.
Okay.
We don't know how much. She initiated it. I mean, we saw the same picture. She initiated it and he went with it too.
Okay.
Good. I guess they both wanted to, but not for her initiating it. He would have been walking out the door because he was headed out. And so that's the truth. Then everybody watch it and see.
Okay.
Okay. So he stayed overnight and this and that. Well, during their little sexual encounter, she said to him, why are you asking me out, or why are you something? Excuse me. Is it because of the music? And he said, well, yeah, but it's not only the music. Okay. So she asked him, is it that you think I'm going on, think I'm doing better because the music, or you think I'm going to be doing better or whatever? And he admitted yes, and she had some thoughts about it. He said not only that, but that's part of it. So I don't know how all true his motivation is. I don't know what that is. So then she sees Cash, and Cash already has Cash. She didn't chase Cash down. He saw her and he remembered her from an earlier rendezvous, and he liked her and he wanted to impress her. So I don't see anything. I mean, what's the question?
So you're okay with that. So you,
I'm
so I got you.
absolutely okay with that.
Okay.
She's had a child. Their little girl is how old? I mean, she's
It
not
looks
just
like she's
meeting
about
him.
30.
Well, whatever.
No, I'm joking.
I mean, she's a big girl. She's talking and walking and in school, and she knows what's up to some extent, you know. And so I don't know. I'm not clear about that. I'm not clear about the level of commitment that they have to each other. You know, I'm not too clear about that.
I mean, I think it's interesting. We'll see how it plays out. I mean, I
Right.
think that you brought up a
Right.
lot of good points.
Yeah.
You
So
know,
let's just
I guess I
see.
was, in my mind, I was feeling a little bit sorry for him, but that's silly.
I don't know
Because
why.
I don't, because I know me, and I know that that wouldn't be something that I would deal with.
No,
So,
of course not. So let's just see, you know, how it goes, and if anybody is really serious and wants to, you know, work on having a serious relationship and spend some time together and see how long it lasts, then they'll make their feelings known. They'll make their intentions known. In the meantime, I don't see why she should be concerned that much about either one of them.
So, Mel, what do you give Rap Shit for the season since
I'm
it's
gonna,
wrapped up?
you know what? I'm gonna give it a B minus.
Mom,
And
come
that
on,
B
no.
minus is gonna be, no, that's gonna
We're
be
keeping with our
a,
system.
now I know that I'm gonna translate it. And that is going to be a premium. That's gonna be about, it's gonna be a low premium.
A low premium?
It's gonna be about a seven.
That's not a low premium.
All right, well, let's argue, okay? It's gonna be about a seven. I'm going to give it about a seven.
Okay. All right.
Is that fair? I'm going to give it
That,
about a
but
seven.
you know, that's not a low premium, so I'll just leave that
Well, maybe
alone.
it's not that low, but you know what I mean. Because I think with a little
I'm gonna give
tweaking,
it
I think it can really perk up. You know what I mean?
yeah, I'm gonna give it a high premium, which
Okay.
is a 7.5.
Okay. All right. Good. And you know, and the young lady playing the pimp, and she's in
Oh,
there listening to her
Chastity.
father. Yeah,
I
Chastity.
didn't like
I
that.
didn't like that scene either. You know, because to me, she need to pimp her own style. I
Why
mean,
is she pimping?
she listen,
That's
hold
the
me, listen
issue
to
I
me.
have with this
L
show. I
listen to
don't
me.
like
Wait a minute,
pimping.
listen to me. Now I'm using the term, I'm saying pimping her own style. Pimping her own style is like not pimping at all. What I mean is if she wants to manage the young ladies and be their manager and
She's a
have
pimp.
influence, no. That's not the way to do it. With that old school crap he's talking,
Yeah.
she needs to use finesse and talk to them and make them understand how valuable she is to their career. Not, oh, B, I'll smack you down, get out my face, and this and that, because they're all significantly bigger than her. I don't know why she thinks she's going to do all this to them young
We
women.
don't have pimps. How about like that's one of the
Well,
issues I have.
I'm doing,
How about
I'm
that's
joking.
not good
Thank
for women
you.
in
I'm
general?
joking. I'm doing this
Do
tongue
not
and I'm
do
doing
that.
this tongue in cheek. You
Well,
don't
that's
have to say that.
the show is pimps.
Well, that's a problem, period, because to say that you are a pimp, period, means that you're abusing and taking advantage of somebody.
All right.
So, you know, just to even get into that whole
And
mentality.
those women, if you know, if that's what they want to do, if they're sex workers and they you won't choose to do that, then let them find their own customers. I just don't like that.
It's
That rubs me
not,
the wrong way.
listen, so back to what I was, the point that I was trying to make, and I was going all around the bend to get to it. If she wants to be their manager, she needs to do it through rapport building and trust and hard work and competency, not their pimp, okay? She does not need to be a pimp to them at all. If she wants to be part of building their careers and anybody else's careers, she needs to do it as a legitimate bona fide manager. That's all I'm saying. Not coming out and doing something that, you know, may have worked for a while for Iceberg Slim or somebody, but, you know, not this time, this day, this era. And it was a negative, a very negative character in the first place.
Okay, so let's move on to our last series of the week, which is Mike on Hulu, and it's starring Trevante Rhodes and Russell Hornsby as Don King and Laura Herrera as Robin Givens. We haven't finished Mike yet because there's still more episodes to be released, and I will say that Mike Tyson has not authorized the release of this docudrama. I think that Trevante Rhodes is doing a pretty good job playing Mike
Why is it
Tyson.
unauthorized? Because of the content? Did he object to the content, or was there some financial dispute.
I know there's, he's not getting paid any money. So I'm thinking that he didn't have any type of agreement with them. And okay. Supposedly, whenever Jamie Foxx does one, I think, you know, Mike Tyson will give that the okay. But that has been in the works for about 10 years now. So who knows when or if they'll ever do that. So probably Jamie Foxx and then probably had the rights to it. And okay. Geronte Rhodes and these.
Well, I can tell you one thing. This one is very good. I don't know what the rest of Jamie Foxx is going to do, but this one is very good.
I think it's interesting, and I think it's
I do too.
I think it's done differently than I thought it would be done, and I think that Geronte does a really good job.
There you go. You
know, playing
it's,
Mike Tyson,
it's well acted. It's well acted,
and it doesn't necessarily reflect well on Mike. Even though I still like Mike, but there's a lot of issues.
You know, you're gonna love Mike. You're gonna love Mike for all his flaws. You know, because you just, at the end of it, you just keep saying to yourself, you know, what happened along the way. You keep saying to yourself, all the good things that happened, Mike, how did you sabotage that? You know, what was going on with all that?
And I want to say this in general for the female characters that are highlighted thus far in Mike, the Robin Givens character and the Desiree Washington character, in particular the Robin Givens.
Yeah.
Like I said, in our community in particular, in the Black community, so many people were just hated Robin Givens for a point in time. And I don't think that people should hate Robin Givens. They were both really young and they did some things that were just really silly. They had no business being married.
Yeah.
And that's what I want to say. And you know that Robin Givens did.
And in fact, Mike Tyson did abuse her.
Correct.
By his own admission.
Right.
By his own admission.
And
he did. He did physically abuse her.
Right. And I think that as much as we care about Mike and love Mike, we also should protect Robin Givens and women like her as well who succumbed to abuse. Because she was young, even though she came from a different type of background.
Right.
She was 21, 22. You know, that's really young to be married.
Yeah.
So I'm liking it so far. Well, you know, we'll give you an update on it when we may have the season finale, but I would definitely recommend checking it out. And whenever they do the one that Mike Tyson says is good and okay, we will check that one out as well. All right, Ma. So we need to talk about, I guess there's several other things that we can probably get into, but 50 Cent and Lil' Kim are still fighting after all these years. You know, they were at odds after the Magic Stick. I'm not exactly sure what happened, why they started arguing. But anyway, the Lil' Kim is featured on a track with Megan Thee Stallion, and 50 Cent was pretty much dragging her. And on the Plan B remix, Lil' Kim delivers the lines, "In your B, your father's a B, your brother's a B, keep acting like this, and your son's gonna be a B." And 50 Cent went on to attack her and to say, you know, trying to make it seem like she's attacking Nicki Minaj and that she's saying something about Nicki Minaj's child. And then 50 Cent posts a picture of an owl and Lil' Kim and tried to say that Lil' Kim looks like the owl and that Lil' Kim's baby's eye is effed up. So anyway, Lil' Kim posted on Instagram, "She never said a word about anyone's child. Please feel free to listen to the song where we clearly are talking about an ex. To try and twist my words to have an excuse to take digs at my child is disgusting. I'm one of the most disrespected legends in the game, but you will not do this to my child. And I still can't believe y'all can't see through 50's lame ass, disgraceful, ugly, and narcissistic tactics. Y'all still falling for that shit. He created this whole false narrative to cause drama and confusion because the girl he wanted is getting too much attention." And then she goes on to say his woman that he's with, Cuban Link, "You're gorgeous, sophisticated, intelligent, and that, you know, she doesn't need to deal with someone like 50 who attacks women and children." So what are your thoughts on all of this, Ma? That was a mouthful.
Okay, I'm going to say this. I'm not sure where the truth lies because anybody can say anything. I would say to 50, at this point, I wouldn't respond to Little Kim.
He attacked her.
I don't care. I wouldn't respond to, I would not, not only would I not, I don't know who
No,
attacked who.
he attacked her. He was not involved in this
Okay,
conversation at
so
all.
listen to
She
me.
put out a song. She's
Okay,
on a remix of
so
Megan Thee Stallion's
you told
song.
me the whole story. But you also told me that it started long ago. So I'm saying the genesis of this, whole thing from Majesty.
He
I don't know.
started it by making fun of her plastic surgery. He said
Okay.
something about how
Okay.
she
So
looked.
let me say this.
That we
Got
know.
it, got it, got it. Yeah, that we know.
Yeah.
Let me say this. If I'm 50, I'm finished with it. That's all. That's all I'm gonna say. The reason
So
why.
you're defending another man over
No,
the
I'm not
money.
defending anybody. If I'm 50, I'm finished
Why don't
with it.
you owe her an apology? He's
Wait a
literally
minute.
said something
I'm
about her
finished. Wait a
child.
minute. I'm finished with the attack. You give your opinion when you go.
Okay.
I'm finished. I'm finished. I think he should be finished with it. I don't know what he attacked or who he attacked or how he interpreted what she said. I don't know. Okay. I don't know that she didn't say anything about a child. I don't know what she said. I know she said she didn't say anything about a child. I don't know that she didn't say anything about a child. Maybe she did not. 50 need to drop it. Whatever is this the whole situation? He needs to stop. It does not need to
The
go
song was
further.
about exes.
Okay. It doesn't need to go further. Okay. Because if he said something about her child, anybody's child, whatever, or she did or she didn't, or anybody who said anything about anybody's child, children, whatever, needs to. It needs to stop. Okay. All right. You can get mad at me if you want, but you asked me my opinion and I'm giving it to you. You can't give me my opinion. I'm giving you my opinion. I say 50 needs to stop. I don't know that he said that. You're saying he needs to give her an apology. I don't
No,
know
he
that.
literally said that something is wrong with Little Kim's baby child's eye. That her eye is effed up. He said that. He somehow or another got in this conversation and nobody was talking to him. He tried to make it seem that Little
Well,
Kim was calling at Nicki Minaj, and you think
I
that
will
it
say this. I will say this. If
okay.
in fact that's the way it went down, which you arguing is if you really know and you don't. But
I
okay,
know that she wasn't talking to 50 Cent.
if that is the way it went down, I say that would be the appropriate thing for him to do and the decent thing for him to do and the adult thing for him to do to apologize.
Ma.
I agree 1,000%. What I do not, agree with is for either one. I think they both need to stop.
I think that
I
they
think they
both.
both need to just stop.
I'm in 100% agreement with that. I think that they should not fight about this. They're both two legends, at this stage of the game. And I also think that you should show, everybody's always coming at Little Kim. We know Little Kim has whatever issues you may say. If people think with plastic surgery, that's whatever. That's her decision. 50 Cent does not need to insert himself into this in order to say, oh, like Little Kim, that was a good rap or good verse or
Well, I
whatever it was.
completely agree with all that.
And so, but that's just my issue.
I completely agree with everything that you're saying right there.
Yeah, I don't like that. I think it's
I
nice.
don't think it's nice. I don't think he needs to be involved with that. I don't think he needs to do that. And I particularly don't think he needs to do it because of the level of success he's having. I really don't think he needs, I don't even understand it.
Well,
I don't, and to me, I would just hop off that train. If I'm him, that train is going down the wrong road.
but
Okay,
he
I hop off.
jumped on the train.
Understand he started the train. He's the engine. I got it. And he needs to get off it. He needs to stop. And
And
that's what I'm gonna say that he needs to apologize. If in fact he did say anything about her child or anybody's child, whatever, he needs to apologize because that's wrong. That's going down the wrong
Ma,
road.
he posted a picture of Little Kim next to an owl and
Well,
said her baby eye effed up.
okay,
He
so.
did that.
Okay, so he needs to apologize. I'm
Okay.
not
I
going to
know that's
argue
your
that
son, so
issue.
I'll leave it alone.
He's
That's your
not
son.
my son, although I do love 50.
And I love
But
50
let me tell you something,
too.
but you're my daughter, but I can tell you when I think you're doing something wrong. You may not care what I think, but I can still share with you when I think you're doing something wrong, which I do quite often.
I think if I was a male, I would get a pass in your eyes. So I'm
if it was a fit. Yeah, if he was a male, you know, if he was a male, you wouldn't be in my image. I might not be as concerned. But as you are in my image, it means a lot. Now, that's not nice, but that's, you know, maybe there's some validity to that. I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah. So, and not for the reasons that you think.
Okay.
So what I'm going to say is 50, if that's what you're doing, you're going down the wrong road. And you're all going down the wrong road, okay? I'm going to concede to that. 50, you need to, you know, if you're talking about anybody's child, you need to cut that out. You're a father yourself, okay? You're a father yourself. Cut it out. You're going too far. You got other business to take care of. Look, you got the mafia family over there, and you got a bunch of stuff over here. Go on to take care of your business. Go on to make your money. You ain't got time for bull, Kim. Unless you're going to grab little Kim. I'm going to tell you how you can make up with her. Go on and grab her and put her on one of them shows you got. Go on and grab little Kim because you look, all right. Do a song, but give her something better than that. Do a song because she's been doing all songs and then, you know,
she whatever. Hasn't been doing a lot of songs.
Okay. Do a song with her. I'm in her history. Do a song. And put her on one of your shows if you want to show that you're really sorry. Then that's what you do. If you do that, you'd be the man. That would be the move. That's what you should do. Put her on one of them shows like you do a Monique. And you can see.
That's the difference. Monique is a real good actress.
Now, so what? Lil' Kim is acting her ass off. She's been acting for years. You can't even recognize her anymore. Okay. You don't even know who she is.
Lil' Kim is an excellent rapper. That's what I
put. Put her on there as a rapper. Look, you and her work out the details.
Okay.
Because right, I feel that Lil' Kim is very talented. So you put her So you put her on whatever you want to put her on, whatever y'all agree on. You and her get on there and negotiate. There you go. We figured out everything for you, 50. Okay? Gotta figure it out.
Okay, Ma. I can't.
And you too, Lil' Kim. You know, but you ain't got time, 50, to be bothered with that other nonsense that you're doing, okay?
Okay. So, unfortunately, we heard some news yesterday. Queen Elizabeth died at the age of
90. Oh, Lord.
And it sparked a flood of tributes and fond words.
Listen, death is not a bad trick played on Queen Elizabeth. It's coming to everybody. We all get a turn. And look how many years she had. 96.
But for some reason,
how many people you think get 96 years of living as a rich, powerful woman who never actually did a day's work in her life?
Well, Black Twitter didn't necessarily feel as sad. They had, you know, many different memes. One that said, "We're sad to announce the Queen has died," alongside a picture of the late Princess Diana laughing, styled to represent Black Twitter's feed on news or feelings on the news. And then there was many other different things where people were just kind of like making fun of the Queen dying. And a lot of people felt
She was only 96.
And then a lot of people felt like, you know, are you going too far? And one person said from the Washington Post that the real question for the now is not the appropriate time to talk about the negative impact of colonialism. When is the appropriate time to talk about the negative impact of colonialism? And, you know, like I said, there was many other people who had some not so nice things to say about the Queen passing. What are your thoughts on these people? Were they out of pocket or on the money who kind of criticized the Queen and the monarch?
Well, she's gone. So I said. What do you want me to say?
She's going to say.
What do you want me to say? It's sad when everybody's going. And it's really sad after living 96 years, they couldn't just go on for eternity. It's really sad.
Well, the Queen ascended to the throne at a time of change for the British Empire and the subsequent forming of the Commonwealth of Nations, and many people from former colonies considered her as a figurehead for the brutality their people suffered under British imperialism. And we know that the more recent things with Meghan Markle, who felt forms of racism and within the family.
How dark is those baby's ears? Did people get those baby's ears?
So what I will say, and I saw someone else
Oh
say,
my
I saw
gosh.
someone else say this, oh, over there, and she was a British white woman, and she said, she felt sorry, just like anyone would feel sorry for someone passing.
Right. That's what we
But
just said. We feel sorry.
we know the history, and it's just kind of like, not to just kind of rain on everybody's parade, but we don't feel any extra sadness more so than we would feel for a stranger that we knew that
Well,
passed.
sometimes we might feel less because this woman has been so fortunate and it benefited from other people's oppression. You know, so I don't know that we would feel as sorry for her as we would feel for other people.
Oh,
We
well.
might feel some level of resentment.
Okay. Do you feel
Okay.
some level of resentment?
I don't want to even deal with it. Look, go ahead. I've said I'm sad. I respect everybody's life. You're gone. Go ahead.
I felt sad for Princess Diana.
You're right. I'm Princess Di, who
Yes.
lived to be less than half her age.
Almost a
You're
third.
right. And
She was 36.
who was a good and decent and caring person, and who they just abused, you know, until her death. So I don't have too much to say. Look, you're gone. Goodbye. I don't want to seem callous. Just please.
Yeah, don't wish death on anybody. We all
It
we're all
surprised
going
me
to
all.
die.
It's a price we
Yes.
all have to pay. And she was fortunate than almost everybody else on the planet.
Correct.
How many people are more fortunate? She lived to be 96. She had a husband. She had kids. She had money. She had security. She had everything, none of which she actually worked for. Okay. And so what?
And
How sad you gonna feel for her? For
then
what?
King Charles is. Oh, he's
And he's
73.
already a senior citizen and he's just from a hello king. Oh, please go ahead. He need to be there retired. Okay. But anyway, I don't even want to. And then she's calling Camilla queen consort. Now that just even sounds like she said, yeah, you're queen, all right, but we know you really his side hoe all these years. That just sounds like relegation to something just negative.
So for you
Just
guys
doesn't
who
even
don't
sound
know,
good.
for you guys who don't know what that means, whenever Prince Charles passes, she's not going to get anything. She will no longer be the queen. She will
Right.
be
She will not have that
she,
title.
right.
Right.
That's what that means.
So, all right.
All
So,
right. So yeah,
and
come
so that's the queen. That's the queen throwing shade. That's the queen throwing shade. Okay. And that's what she meant to do. So,
on. Okay.
listen, it's an archaic system that should no longer be in existence. And I'm not really feeling any of it. Okay. That type of crap is for fairy tales. Okay.
Okay, so let's get into our final show of the week, which is a reality show, which is Married at First Sight. So let's go down our couples, Lindy and Miguel. There wasn't much with them, just silliness.
No, they
She
seem to be on the love boat for the most part. Did he ever give her insurance? I don't even know what happened with that.
said he was going to, but that's
Yeah,
ridiculous too.
he's probably gonna wait until after 8 weeks pass, see
Yeah,
what's
after
going
the
on.
divorce. Let's see if,
Right,
yeah.
right.
Okay. Kristen and Mitch, they were okay, except Kristen was letting everybody know that she wasn't gonna keep things bottled up so much.
Yeah, she said she was about to burst because it's always been Mitch's world. What about her? And she just let him have it and let him know it's not going down that way. And he was like, okay, I'm here for you. Okay. So we'll see. So Kristen let us know she's not that little selfless person that we may have thought. She's not just a little doormat for him to walk over. She's a woman with insights and feelings and, self-awareness and self-worth. Okay.
Yeah, I don't really have anything to add with them. Nate and Stasha, I'm wishing the best for you, but to me, this is a thing of her not having emotional intelligence, of her being very, you know, successful and well-versed in the business world and of being a professional woman and handling her finances. But emotionally, she has a lot, I think, to work on. This post-nup is something that I'm not opposed to, but I don't think you should have a post-nup until after the 8 weeks of this process to see if you actually stay with this person. She seemed very needy, in particular, not necessarily this episode, but the episode, you know, before this one, and then her getting a tattoo of their relationship, you know, symbolizing their relationship. I'm not a fan of that. There's very rare circumstances that I think that you need to get a tattoo of a man or woman of significant other, you know, and he has not earned that within 1 month of reality show. So I don't know what you thought about this.
What I'm thinking is that I was astonished when all of a sudden Nate decided he either loves her, he loves Stasha, or he's falling in love with Stasha. Because he said both things. When it was the two of them together, he said he loved her. When they were at a group gathering, I think they were having dinner or whatnot, mm-hmm. he said he's falling in love with her. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know if there's a distinction, but in my mind, mm-hmm. there is a distinction.
Yeah.
And he said both things. So I would be looking at him sideways if I'm Stasha, and I wouldn't be so anxious to push this whole thing that I need him to say he's in love with me, that I need to hear that. I would like to kind of, you know, lay back and relax and see if it kind of happens. Like they say, let it happen organically.
Yeah,
I'm not pushing nothing, because if it ain't there, I don't want to deal with it. If it's not there, then it doesn't need to be there.
I agree with that.
You know, so let's just see, because I'm really not exactly feeling that, because he modified what he said a couple of times there. So I don't know. I'm looking at him sideways, like I said.
And Alexis and Justin, I don't know what they're actually fighting about.
That's a contest. They're fighting because she ain't feeling Justin. Either he hurt her feelings and she's the victim, or he's too a liar, or he's not a good dog sitter, or he didn't tell her every time he breathed or left the room, or did you know, whatever. She's just got a complaint about Justin, whether he's coming or going or up or down. She complains about him in any way, shape, or form that she can. And she's hurt. Well, what the hell are you hurt about? Who hurt you? Who did anything to you?
Right.
You know, right. Maybe, you know, he isn't doing things that you care about or that resonate with you or whatever, but he is certainly not doing anything to hurt you.
I feel that Justin
you're just not into Justin.
Yeah.
You're making up a whole lot of subterfuge and carrying on with a bunch of nonsense instead of just calling it what it is.
Justin is very emotional, and I don't think that he has a partner that will compliment him well. And I think that that's a big...
Not in her, not in Alexis, definitely not.
So I'm not feeling this couple, but...
I think he's going to... All that, you know, whoop-de-doo he was making about how perfect... over her about how perfect she is, I think she's going to start to lose some of her luster in his eyes.
Yeah.
I think that's what's going to happen.
I hope so.
Me too.
You know, and then the final couple, Morgan and Ben. Morgan is upset with Ben because supposedly Ben is sharing intimate details with Justin about their relationship and her personal issues. I'm not sure what they are because... they're very
vague about it, right?
So I don't even know if they'll make it to week 8.
I don't know. She claims she's going to hang out for the duration of
to make,
you know,
him miserable, pretty much.
Yeah, just to make him upset. And you know what? And that's another situation where, to me, she just is not feeling him. And I'm not too sure. I think he's a polite, easygoing guy. But I'm not too sure how much he's actually feeling her romantically. But for sure, she's not feeling him, because she's been telling him from the beginning. And I don't understand. And I'm getting just really the kind of energy from her of a person who wants to be alone or wants to be with maybe a different gender or, you know, something like that. Something is way off to the point that to me, she shouldn't have been on this show with him.
Yeah.
With him.
Yeah, there's, you she know. Doesn't seem to get the whole concept of, you know, partnership and marriage. Right. And she is really quick to get upset with him. It's just like extreme and it's immature. It's right. just not, it's not appropriate.
And her so, reaction too hasty yeah. and too harsh for everything that he's done. Mm-hmm. And then why can't he have a friend that he talks to? Apparently she talks to Alexis.
Right.
You know.
Yeah, she's Alexis.
Yeah, yeah, you know. Right. So why can't he talk to, you know, his friend? And so what? And it's still just among them.
Right.
So what's the big deal?
Right. We weren't privy to whatever conversation that was going on between Justin and Ben. No. So I don't know right. why she's behaving this
way. It's way too much. No. It has not been good with them from the very beginning. He should have kept with his COVID and got the hell on off the show.
Well, don't be with the COVID.
I don't mean with the COVID. I mean the COVID story. I don't mean the actual illness, you know. I mean, he should have kept with that story. Like, I got to drop out, you know. I'm having residual effects. I can't handle it, you know.
Yeah.
I'm sure if he would have known that it was Morgan he was going to run into, he would have dropped out and saved himself the headache because she's just a major annoyance, her and Alexis. They, to me, they're like birds of a feather, which is why they...
They're friends.
Yeah, well, I know that. And I can see why they are, you know, simpatico. I got it.
Okay. Well, Ma, I need you to tell me three things that made you smile.
The sun, the stars, and the moon.
Okay.
Every day, the sun, the stars, and the moon, daughter. The sun, the stars, and the moon. You'll never replace them for brilliance, for wonder, for happiness, and for you for having the gratitude, you experiencing them and having the gratitude to experience them. It all is balled up into one wonderful experience.
Okay, so for my three things, I'm going to change it up a little bit, Ma. So the first, I'm going to start off change with some tips.
Go.
So Erica Rivera shared some tips on TikTok that are really useful for job seekers. And it's been viewed at this time by more than 2 million people.
Oh, wonderful.
And she's a Chicago-based senior recruiter. And she says, number one, get rid of full addresses. So only city and state. Number two, no objective statement. Number three, ask your entire work history, tailor it, tailor your search and your resume to the job you're applying for. And then number four, nix action verbs. I helped, was responsible for. Nobody wants to hear that anymore. Use streamline, manage, implemented, generated. And then number five, references available upon request. Get rid of that. If they want the references, they'll just ask.
Okay.
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 Number two, Yvette Butler raised $2.4 million for her community-driven mobile app aimed at helping people build generational wealth called Hive Wealth. And number three, Ma, you mentioned earlier, Francis Tiafoe is in the semifinals. He's the first Black male since Arthur Ashe in 1972 and the last American since Andy Roddick in 2007. Ma, what do you want to leave us with?
I want to leave you with, I don't know when you're going to hear this, but I'm going to say, I hope you will tune in and support
Tiafoe.
In the Open, Tennis Open, and I wish him good luck. And everybody enjoy your last week and a half of summer. And if you haven't done whatever that summer activity is, get it in while we still have beautiful weather. And be safe. Take care of yourself. And if there's any elections going on in your area, whatever it is, I don't care if it's for dog catcher, go vote. Go vote. You don't want the wrong dog catcher. It might be cruel. You know, go vote.
All right. So thanks for listening to the Bambushi Happy Hour. Follow us on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. I'm at the Bambushi Happy Hour and also All Things Peju. Guys, check out our Etsy shop. at the Bambushi Happy Hour and also subscribe to our YouTube channel.
Oh, and also thank you everyone for all the wonderful comments, and we appreciate them. Oh no, I forgot, because a lot were for mom. And so I just wanted to thank everyone for all the wonderful comments, and oh, even if I didn't think they were wonderful, thank you so much for all the comments, and keep them coming, everyone. We love them.
And the YouTube channel is All Things Peju, which is the home of the Bambushi Happy Hour. And it is true, there are a lot of comments that are taught for you, Ma. So anyway, enjoy your weekend and whatever time you listen to this, guys. Thank you so much for your support. We really do appreciate it. Be safe, everybody. Bye.